Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program on BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is November 16th. And we'll do some clearing for the date for everybody in case you have a situation with the date or numerology is hitting you the hard way. So here we go, releasing those numbers. Remember, these are mind control numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's clear away maybe an emotional situation that has confronted you or you confronted it or them or someone, something. So here we go. Let's release that energy. Think of it. We can help you with that. Otherwise, nothing will get done. Here we go. Think of your situation. One, releasing that one situation from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and next, let's energize the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen or as many as you have. We have a couple extra TVs with light beams on the monitor. So here we go. Gonna bring the energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. So are you around out there or somewhere, anywhere, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. And I'm right here where I want to be on the Creation Lightship Show with all of you for the next hour. We'll be doing sample healings and talking about all of the wonderful healings that Ron offers on Creation Lightship. And you can check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You can also email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or contact us through our fast chat feedback form, which there are links to on our BBS homepage as well as Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So thanks everybody for being with us, and we would like to start off with some listener questions. And the first question is asking about if you could explain the heart-to-spirit connection clearing, Ron.
Okay, so that's how your heart energy, your own connection to your body, okay, and how that's connected to your own spirit. So remember, think of it like a, let's just make it like your body is bird nest, okay? And what goes into the bird nest that flies in there would be the bird. So the nest is always there, but how do you connect? How does the bird connect with you? That's kind of, a simple way of putting it for people. You may understand it a little better. So that's what that particular clearing is about. And it enables you to have more of your spirit connected. Now, let's just say that you were in a bunch of bad relationships, so you have heartbreak, heartache, and everything else. Well, that can leak into your physical body, and your spirit has to connect to your physical body. So if you're dealing with a lot of issues like that, then how are you going to have your spirit connect to you where that's the most important place where your spirit resides is in your, say, your heart? I could use the word heart chakra. I don't know if that's correct or not. I mean, the aliens gave you the chakra system, so that's why we work with it, to unwind that chakra system from you. That's tied into your natal chart. Remember, so look at your chakra system as your meridians of your body. So what's the best way they can attach to you? Well, they teach you about the chakras and how the meridians are and things like this. And that means that they're in control of it. Otherwise, if they didn't talk about it, they didn't know about it, then if they didn't use it, then you would be probably much much better off. So it's just a way that they can enter into your energetic system to program you. So the heart, the connection with your spirit is how your spirit interfaces, in a sense, with your whole body system. It has to hook up someplace to you. And from there, it goes into your whole body. So think of it like a bird looking for its nest. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, that's a great visual, Ron, and I never thought about that, the chakra system being something that was of alien origin, but of course when you say it that way, it makes perfect sense. And I think also they also have colors, right? So you might want to clear those specific colors that are related to the chakras if you're having trouble connecting to your heart center and disconnecting from your mind, from mental energy. Do you think that would help?
Yeah, it could. And then when I do chakra clearings for people, and people love, you know, when I do that, a lot of times their chakras are out of whack, turned upside down, backwards, crooked. And so that just means that you have an energetic system inside of you that you know nothing about, but the aliens are controlling that. And people connect to that with their psychic energy, the mind energy. So we can even call that. We'll just say people are using the tools that the dark side, the aliens gave them to connect you with mind energy to you. So that's another way of looking at it. When somebody thinks a nice thought about you or an evil thought or any kind of thought, they are using that system and doing a psychic attack to you, which is what people do when they pray for you, become their prey and the aliens prey. So back to you.
Yeah, and also when you see things like pray for something, you probably, that's like the last thing you want to do, right?
Yeah, that's the very last thing. In fact, that should not even be in your vocabulary.
Right.
What you're doing is you're connecting yourself to something outside of yourself, asking for a favor, typically. I think that's what most people do when they go to churches and pray.
Mm-hmm.
If you look back and ask what you're praying for, I'm praying for this, I'm praying for that. I want the Dodgers to win, you know, and I want, you know, whatever to win the next game. And, of course, God's going to help me do that. And so is the God you're praying to stronger than the opponent's God, you know? And so they're all praying. In fact, they all say prayers before the game. They hope that they pray to God to help them lead the way. And, you know, even I think the military does that. They pray that they kill enough people so they won't be killed themselves. That's what they're really praying for.
Right.
They want to come out alive, but are they going to shoot that bullet? So anyway... So that's the major setup that people have, is that you're always in contract with something that can, you know, cause harm to you. And that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ron. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that when they are praying. Anything that requires you to go outside of yourself is hooking you up to an energy that you probably don't want to be connected to.
And you don't even know what it is.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
You know, so if you knew
nebulous
what it was,
sky deity.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, like I said, the aliens are so good, and one came in front of you, beamed himself down or herself down or itself down from a spaceship and said, hey, I'm here. You know, my name is Willie, and I'd like you to meet you tomorrow. You say, no, I don't want you to do that. Well, can I psychically attack you? Can I hook you up? Can I do some experiments with you like we do with other people? You go, no, I don't want you to do that either. They go, well, tough luck. We got you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of what it is. But nobody knows if they're connecting to. They're just going by what somebody else said, like folklore. And mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on. And, you know, that's the whole process, is looking outside of yourself for something to save you. And maybe you, you know. And then from there, to help you, you may want to, you know, do a spell or ask the aliens to do a spell so that you're able to move up the ladder at your job. Well, what's that mean? That means that somebody who is in your place will be having taken over your job, and then you're going to somebody else's job and it's being taken over. So you're forcing somebody to be in your location, in a sense, because your job has to get filled. And then you want that person that you want to go to, maybe you want to be, you know, we'll just say a manager, and you've worked at the company for, you know, 10 years, now you want to become a manager of that company in that location. And so all of a sudden, you want to become that, so you're doing all your affirmations, all your mantras, all your prayers, all whatever you do, you know, shaking the chicken and everything else, you know, and all of a sudden it happens, you go, oh boy, what really worked for me? Did the mantra work? Did the chicken that gave his life, that I killed to get the energy from the chicken, did that work? mm-hmm. did the church group do it because they're all doing prayers for me? You know, what did it? Well, it's hard to say what did it, but it's outside of yourself. And then what do they want from you in return? Mm. So, remember, you're a free will, free choice. And when you use your free will, free choice outside of yourself to connect to something, then all of a sudden you're hooked up to that energy. They control you. So, back to you.
Yeah, they do. So, I guess we should move on, Ron, and I'm sure as we go here on the show, more people will write in probably in relation to this topic. I wanted to move on to the next question, and this person was asking, what is a good clearing to do for hoarding?
Well, I think what you'd probably want to do if you're hoarding is, number one, pull all of your energy up what you already have. So the first thing is, not really looking at why you're hoarding, but you put all your energy into all of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you think by having your own personal energy, maybe into, you know, a bunch of books that you bought or whatever, that's going to secure your energy where you are. So you could be doing it for some type of energetic buffer so that you're feeling good about being in your house because you're owning all this stuff. Or it's in your garage. And so the hoarding really is more than likely a way to show you that you have your energy spread all over the map around you, and you might feel secure that way. So I think it's probably more of like maybe a self-esteem problem,
mm-hmm.
we'll say, something like that.
I was even thinking like a fear problem.
Yeah, it could be a fear, yeah.
Like you're afraid of running out of food or something.
Yeah, that could be it. You're afraid of something.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry, Ron. Anything else you wanted to add there?
No, I think we kind of nailed it. I do the self-empowerment clearing if you're doing hoarding because there's some reason, you know, as to why you're doing that. And you might just like all this stuff. Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know? Some people like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
And so they might, you know, and so it's possible, you know, that's perfectly okay if you like doing that. I mean, you're at free will, free choice to do what you want to do, but, you know, at what cost is it to you?
Right.
And you know, are you spending all your money to have more stuff?
Yeah.
You know, if it is what you live with, then maybe you're not eating because you got too much stuff. I don't know. But, you know, your friend's beating you up because you have too much stuff. So that could be their issue. Maybe they want some of your stuff. Or they wanted some stuff themselves, but they can't get it. So they could be even jealous of you. But if you find it as a problem where you think you're going overboard, then, you know, you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing. But definitely pull your energy off your objects because at that point you may not want your stuff. Because you can't get rid of it with your energy in it, okay? Because you can say, gee, this book I really liked, and it's full of your energy, which you really don't know about. You know, if you did, you know, it'd be different, but you don't know about it. So take your energy off that book, and you go, oh, I don't need the book any longer. I don't relate to it. Well, you're only relating to it because you have your energy in it. So it's a different way of looking at it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That's actually a very peaceful way of looking at it, Ron, and that's a great suggestion, because I think that can really help people let go of attachments to things in a way that is very non-threatening and is self-empowering. So the next question actually relates to this, and this listener is asking, can I command my spirit to reclaim itself from everything I have purchased that is in my house?
Boy, I don't know how to answer that one.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you'd want to go to, what you're doing is you're trying to do a blanket statement to bring everything back to you, and it doesn't necessarily work that way. So you'd want to go to each location, each thing that you have, that you've put energy into and taken it out of it, because you put it into it consciously, so you need to backtrack. It would be very nice just to say that and have it all come back to you within 1 second. But remember, whatever is there that has your energy in it probably likes your energy, and it, and that thing or it, that book or whatever, that is conscious on some level of consciousness, okay, may want to have your spirit energy in it. So you may not want to release your spirit. Remember, your spirit's really delicate. Where that book isn't, it's more physical. So the physical book may be entrapping your spirit because it's more dense. So, plot thickens.
Exactly. And I would imagine, too, like, I know a lot of people have regrets about things that they've lost or things they remember from their childhood that they no longer have and they still have feelings for them. Or, like, they went through, say, a natural disaster and they lost things that were precious to them. So I would imagine if you're in that situation where you're thinking about something from your past that you miss or that you are sad about, you would want to maybe, I'm thinking, command your energy back from that object and then run some kind of a clearing run. And I wonder what if you would have any suggestions about which one to run for that, like a past object that you're missing that was special to you when you were younger, maybe.
All that I can think of maybe would be, and it may not work that way, but like the abandonment clearing or something. Maybe somebody else might know a little bit more than what I'm bringing up right now to help other people, you know, but, you know, one of the listeners, but, you know, you need to connect with that energy and bring it back to you. So it's like a spirit retrieval.
Okay.
So I don't know what else to say. I don't know if I have a clearing that would be just for an object. When you do object clearing, that would probably work fine. That's what it's designed for, is to clear an object. So you can clear something from your past that you put energy into, you could bring that back to you, because it will clear that and neutralize it. Normally the object clearing is for if you have something that you picked up at, you know, a pawn shop or a flea market or something, and, you liked it the way it looked, and you picked it up in your hand, and it burnt your hand, and you go, wow, that's bad energy, but I'll get it anyway. And then you take it home, you have an object clearing out to neutralize it. So that's what that clearing is mainly used for, but it could work for clearing out and bringing your spirit back to you from that object that your spirit's trapped into. And then you have to go even further. I mentioned this one in the program. You know, like your car. You know, you have, maybe you know, everybody's older, probably listening. So maybe you went through four or five cars in your life so far. And you know, are those cars still on the road? Well, you know, they had the plan to make them obsolete a long time ago, the older cars. And so they're probably being crunched up. Did your spirit get crunched up in that car? Is it in some landfill? Was it melted down? That could be very disconcerting. So back to you.
Yeah. It's an interesting question, and I think it poses a lot of other questions that could be asked. And I feel like this is always common on the shows. Like once we start talking about it, there are many different ways of looking at the situation. Okay. So somebody else wrote in that they were feeling very strange today. They wrote, I was doing the alien release clearing in a new building with a lot of technology and communications. While I was running it, I felt like waves and almost like fast air. I wonder if many aliens were being released and was I feeling them go by me?
Yeah, I would say you hit the nail on the head on that one, yes.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's, and it's possible that the aliens, well, not a little limb here, it's possible that the aliens work with the people that created the newer, whatever it is, sounded like a some type of electronic situation thing, you know, whatever, and so that's newer energies of electronics, programs probably, and maybe they were involved with the programming, working with the programmers or with the people installing the equipment, if that's the case. And so they needed a way to get out because their job was done. So in a sense, the New Agers would probably call the aliens, if that's the case, spirit guides. Okay? And so the person was typically probably feeling the alien presence. So, you know, do that, you know, help enslaved alien clearing that's free. And get them out of that location. Well, back to you.
Yeah, that's a great clearing to do. And, oh, I just wanted to clarify, Ron, a lot of people have been writing in requesting the audio for that, and I believe that I just wanted to say, if you've written in and you've requested the audio, I think that you have to have the light being image projected or on your monitor screen while you're playing that. Is that correct?
Yes, light being has to be up. So
yes, okay.
There's lots of light beams around that we have on the website or on BBS. Just click one of them on and then, you know, use that along with the audio.
Yeah, and what if you had a picture of a light being? Would that work or no?
Yes, that would work if you have one that you purchased from us, yes.
Right. Okay, so if you purchased a light being from Ron at one of the expos or you have it on the monitor screen, that has to be running along with your audio link, because I think the audio doesn't have a picture with it. It's just obviously it's an audio link. So just want to let everybody know, if you've requested that, make sure you have the light being picture up simultaneously. And I also wanted to add, we were talking about chakras at the beginning of the show. Ron does that at the expo. So if you were, we recently had one in October, so if you were there and you wanted to send in a little testimonial about that, please feel free to do so. clsquestions@yahoo.com or via our fast chat feedback. So that's always a great thing to experience. If you were there and you felt a release or you felt peaceful, let us know, because Ron does do that at the expo. And you can stand right there and listen to the clearing and view the light being while you're doing it. So the next question is about dreams. And someone is asking, how do I clear all past dreams?
Well, I guess the first thing to do, you're not going to clear all of them. So how do you clear dreams that may have been in your past? Well, the first thing is you would first clear the ones that you can think about, okay? So start with that. And after you clear a few of those dreams, or maybe you clear 10 of them that you can think of, then see what else comes up. And, you know, the ones that you do recognize are going to be, I won't say more critical, but at least you know about them, okay? The ones you don't know about is where the problem is. So then look at issues that you have in your life and start clearing maybe some of your awakening dream states, or what you tend to envision or daydream or something like that, and clear those out also, because it's all the same stuff. So as far as clearing all of them, there's no way you're going to probably be able to even know where you are in timelines throughout your life. But the ones you do know about, you want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've done in other shows, I would go into a timeline from the past, do a clearing, and people would feel something that was released from them that they had attached to them, or some problems happened, you know, at 500 AD, you know? How do you remember what you had back then, what you ran into?
Yeah, I don't remember my dreams from like a week ago, let alone 500 AD.
Yeah, so, you know, the question's a good question, but the word all is the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and all you can do is do what you can do. And that's sort of it.
So what if you have, you've been having dreams like where somebody from your past, you've had like a few dreams about, like, say, an ex or, you know, a family member who's passed away. Is that something you'd want to get in and clear?
Well, number one, it could be the entity from them wanting you. If it's an ex from your past and they really still like you, and you can't stand them, we'll just use that terminology. They may want you back into their life, and you don't want to go there, so they're projecting onto you psychic attacks, wanting you to be with them. So they could be doing dreams about you. Maybe they're doing their mantras every night, wanting you to come back into their life. Maybe they ask their church meditation group to do this meditation for you to come back into their life. Maybe they drop you into the prayer circle. Maybe they ask the minister or whatever, rabbi or whoever, to do work on you, and give them a couple $100 on the side, and they're doing stuff too, thinking that they're higher up on the ladder than you with the psychic attack energies. So, that's all that stuff can and does happen. So it may not be the aliens doing it. They're just using the tools, giving the aliens something to work on.
Great.
Nice, Do your affirmations. And hopefully it won't kill you or kill someone else by psychic attack energies.
Yeah.
That's actually what it is. It's all mind energy, and you want to stay out of mind energy. You see, that's on almost all the shows. Hopefully somebody's been listening for a while who didn't really get it will get it this time. It doesn't matter if you do or not, but at some point you're going to have an aha and go, oh, crap. Now I know what's wrong with my life. My mother-in-law is doing hexes and spells on me when she goes to the church every week. She's praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a heathen. She thinks I'm going to go to hell and everything else. And all of a sudden, that's when my wife is going to hell in a handbasket because I'm not going to that church, or that bishop or whatever, So that's what happens. Remember, that's why you really don't want to connect to people. Once you start understanding about this here, that old saying, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, And different phrases like that. That's why you want to kind of backpedal, in a sense, out of society so that you can be peaceful. And, that's kind of the way it is, In fact, if you think about it, autonomous psychic attacks, you probably saw this, Elizabeth, since you are back east there. I'm going a little sideways here, but this is a great way to get psychically attacked, the perfect way, probably for women, unless, you like males, So, anyway, there's a guy in New York that we've seen a couple of times who only wears white underpants. And he plays a guitar.
Oh,
and
yeah. I've seen him.
He might even be on YouTube. I don't know. But he's very tall and thin. And he has all these women flocking to him, getting their pictures taken. And so right away, with that picture, they probably put it up in their room, and they're looking at him and, doing what they do and wishing and hoping and everything else. And so he's drawn a lot of people to him. But, talking about being attacked with a bunch of women, because that's what he's doing. He's wearing that T-shirt. And once you see him, you don't ever forget him. And that's why I brought it up, because I'm not trying to psychic attack him. I'm just trying to look at it in neutral. And I don't know if he played or sang or not. He just had the guitar.
I think he does, or he did at one point, or maybe it was a different guy. But, yeah, there's a lot of people like that in Times Square.
Okay. So I only saw him.
They're kind of like probably biting off his act.
Yeah, okay. So in a sense, he's a target.
Yeah. Well, I guess, sorry, go ahead, Ron.
That's it.
Well, I guess everyone is, though, because, if you're human and you've lived on this planet, you have connections to people. So, it might not be as powerful as, playing a guitar in your underwear in Times Square, but you have exchanged energy with people, and people have taken energy from you.
Yep. So that's why you want to backpedal and get your energy back to yourself.
Right. So if you're having dreams about people from your past. I would even, I know a lot of people do this too, where they will wake up and do a timeline crash on their dreams from the night before. So even if they don't remember them, there's ways to kind of jump on clearing that. Especially if you remember one and you're like, dream about so-and-so and then the date, and they'll timeline crash that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So the next question has to do with, again, the heart-to-spirit connection clearing, which we mentioned earlier in the show. And this listener is asking if the... Let's see, what is this, the name of this clearing here? I want to get it exactly right. The heart-spirit interface body clearing goes with the heart-to-spirit connection, and they're specifically wondering about the 1 through 7 generations.
Well, the 7 generational clearings are there if you can or feel that you need them, okay? So it was only put on, I only put those up because some people have major issues. I don't know if that would be a major issue or not. It would sound like it could be, but, you know, it's what you're dealing with in this lifetime. So if you're feeling like you've been abandoned by your spirit, so the other way of stating that is that you kicked your spirit out of your body, because your spirit's never going to abandon you, just that you did something to it to have it get released. So maybe, like I said, you had too many drugs, drank too much, smoked too much pot or whatever, your eyes are all glossed over, and you go, well, what do I do now? You know, well, you want to try to backpedal to bring back to you what you can. That was your choice to get rid of your spirit. And can you ever get it back again? Well, you're looking at fragments, looking at little pieces of it. So, you know, don't think that you came in here completely wounded with your spirit, but what you have is what you have. And so what you have is what you want to try to get back. So don't worry too much. If you have something with you, that's great. But try to get back what the darkness took. And normally the darkness energies could be preventing your spirit that's alongside of you or somewhere, if it can be retrieved, will come back to you when you do the clearings. Because it won't come into you because there's no place for it to go. So people who would use that clearing would be people that knew that, you know, maybe their parents were alcoholics, we'll say, and their grandparents were alcoholics. I don't know if they smoked pot back then or took designer drugs, but, you know, that's probably more than were current times now, but regardless, you know, that may not be needed going back that far. So, but it could help. All the clearings could help if you do that, the 7 generational ones, but, you know, mainly your issues that you're dealing with would be in this lifetime. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And the next question has to do with 2 exercises that we do. And this listener is asking, can you explain when to use increase your life force energy and body shrink wrap? For instance, if you are approaching a situation and they have in parentheses thugs, for instance, which one can you use? Thank you.
Well, when you're feeling tired, then you may want to do your I now increase my life force energy. So when your body energy drops and, you know, that's good to do, you know, if you're, you know, an hour from your house and you already drove 10 miles and you got to make it home, you know, I mean 10 hours, and you got to make it home for that last hour of time, then you would do, I now increase my life force energy when you're feeling yourself, you know, your body energy dropping. It'll give you a little boost of energy. The next thing is as far as shrink wrap. Do that when you go out in public. Whenever you go out, do the shrink wrap. You know, all these are very simple tools to do. And do the mind-to-heart drop. And at some point, you may become invisible to people around you because they're looking for information, we'll say, that you're displaying around yourself to have people connect with you.
That is so cool.
So just do it whenever you choose to, and just see what happens. You know, everybody has a shopping mall, you know, that they go to, I'm sure. Unless you're one of those fortunate people who are listening who have a little radio that they turn the crank on or something, you know. And in the middle of nowhere, but forgetting that, you know, everybody has a shopping mall. And, you know, I now increase my life force energy and then do the shrink wrap and do the mind to heart drop and walk through the crowds and just see if people don't see you. They may not look at you. They may even get out of your way because they may feel the energy coming. And they may not know what it is, but they may get out of the way. They may not look at you, but they may just sort of move. Okay, so that's another way of looking at it. And if somebody bumps into you, then you know that they're there to steal your life force energy. So the shrink wrap can help to eliminate that. Not that it's going to work 100%, but you know, because it will break your field, but typically it can help you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, okay, Ron. And yeah, I would even think that it would be a good time to do that if you're on like mass transit, like the bus or the train or the subway, or you are in a place where there are a lot of people. I would really encourage everybody to try this and just see what happens.
Oh. Yeah, the key to it is that it will become more successful for you, okay? I'm not saying that it's not going to work, but it'll be much more successful if you do it when you're in peace, okay? So if you're going someplace, you're driving in your car, there's nobody around you except other cars or anything else, and so do it when you're in that safe place where you're not running emotions. And do it then, you know, if you do it when you're frantic or something, you know, you got to get back into peace and then do it. Because the peace is what you're holding on to. So all these clearings are a way to connect yourself to peace energy. And peace energy knows no emotions and knows no mental energy. It's just peace. So if you can do it when you're not around people with a situation, and then you're in peace, and then you find yourself getting out of that peace a little bit, then you can redo it again because you're already in peace. It's probably a lot harder to do something when you're in a turmoil. You can still do it, but it might, you know, be harder to get rid of that emotional energy. But it will get rid of it, you know, at some point. You know, I'm talking about doing it for like, you know, 10, 15 seconds, and then you're at peace, you know, doing like the mind to heart drop. But if you're in turmoil, then if you're not in peace, it may take longer than that time, maybe a couple of times to do it, possibly, to get you back into peace. Because people are courting you. So back to you.
Okay. That's really good to know. And I'm wondering if anybody does this over the next week, if you could keep track of what you notice and what you observe, and then write into us on next Monday's show, or even one of the Wednesdays or Friday shows. Ron does four shows every week on BBS, and just let us know what happened, because I think it's an interesting thread to keep going here.
For myself, I get people who connect with me, and they go, "Well, Ron, I just found you, and I got stage 25 cancer. I got 2 weeks to live, and can you help me? And I've already seen 100 practitioners, and I pray every day, and I spent, you know, all my life savings going to so-and-so or whatever, and what can you do for me? And I got 2 weeks to live." Well, there's not much I can do for you at all. Where were you, you know, a few years ago? So, you know, I can't bring you into peace that quickly to heal you. Because you got all these issues. You know, you got all the practitioners that worked on you, giving their juju, their stuff that they do to you, bring you down the rat hole. I can't clear that out in one clearing. You know, if you only got 2 weeks to live, that's the way it goes, you know. But, you know, you have to work on yourself to get this stuff out of you. So you have to be peaceful And when you get into peace, then things drop away. That's what we do when we do the clearings on the weekday, weekly call.
Get
into peace. Get rid of your accordions. Get rid of your emotional energies. You know, make you real on the Thursday calls. And so, you know, you have to be able to, you know what to do. But trying to pick somebody when they're completely worried to death about dying and having a situation and everything else against them, how do you get rid of that? You know, it's very, very difficult. I won't say it's impossible, but it's probably next to that. And that's what happens. So back to you.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And that's why I love when I hear people writing in about they're running clearings on their kids and or they're, like, doing a whole lifetime clearing on their one-year-old and it only costs $5. I just think that's awesome because, you can avoid a lot of these unfortunate issues that, you know, we humans have to face here if you get started on the clearings when you're, you know, very little. And there's less junk to clear out. Okay, so I guess we should move on here. And the next listener had a question regarding the enslaved alien release we were speaking about earlier. And they're wondering if the aliens actually need to hear your voice on the release recording, or do they know you're going to run it and they come to you even if it's very quiet?
Okay, well, okay, very quiet would mean that it's still going out, you know, into it is moving the air if it's very quiet. So it still should work. Remember, you're dealing with aliens around you. So when you go to a shopping mall, you're dealing with aliens around you. Now, you know, if one alien hears it, and they got, 10,000 of their aliens in there, you know, body hopping and people, maybe the humans, the people are giving an alien a ride in the shopping cart, but you can't see them there, but they're there, and all of a sudden one of the aliens in their own consciousness, the way they communicate, asks mine, they go, hey, we got a way out of here, man. Let's get out of the store here. Let's get out of the shopping center. Come over here. We'll just leave. So at that point, they will leave. So you don't know what technologies they have and how they communicate because you have never shook a hand and asked them. Okay? So as long as you have to move the air, they have to be able to hear what's happening to have the energy because there is an energetic signature to it. So if they're able to tune into it, then, and if they're willing, with their own free will, free choice to leave, then, they're out of here. So I would suggest, you know, if you're wearing headphones, I don't think it would work too well because it's only going into your body. It would probably clear you, but it's not going into, like, the shopping mall or something or into the room because it's not going into that area. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know when we do, say, the mind heart drop, we can whisper it, but that's mostly for us. So, yeah, I guess have it as loud as you could without, you know, attracting too much attention. I don't know. It's a good point.
Oh, I could attract attention.
Yeah, it might be good if you attract attention.
Yeah, right. Doing something at your table, and when you come over, what the heck's that? You know, and you go, well, they're not aliens here. And then, you know, as they look at you like you're nuts, you go, well, do you feel the energy leaving in the room here?
Yeah, then everyone will leave you alone.
Yeah, everybody will walk away if you think that you're crazy. And then, now you got all the peace in the world. but again, it might draw a crowd. They may want to get cleared themselves and know how to do it to get rid of the aliens.
Yeah,
maybe I have really psychic, really sensitive, and they go, yeah, I wonder where that wind was coming from, you know, why it's so breezy in here, why the trees are moving, you know.
They probably will feel better. I mean, obviously, they'll probably feel better.
Yeah, so they may might give them something to do, you know.
Yeah, something to think about. Okay, that's really cool. I hope maybe we can get some listeners who will who will indulge that and let us know what happens. Okay, so the next question is, this listener's asking, would it be possible to retrieve our spirit from a lost or missing object if we run an object retrieval in a custom box, meaning, I guess, a special clearing room?
I just say try it, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to say where, who has it, where it is, you know. I guess the most unfortunate thing is that people will tend to think that life is just here, you know, and but it's everywhere. So you don't know where everywhere is. So yeah, you know, if you lived in your in your little town of, you know, 5,000 people, we'll say, and you knew everybody there, and you, and that was the end of the town, that was the end of your universe, and everyone outside of it, and very possibly if you looked at all 5,000 people and backtracked all of your steps, you could probably find the parts of you and knock on the doors to see who had your blouse that you gave to the Salvation Army 25 years ago or something.
Wow.
To find it, to pull your energy up on it. You know, it's possible. But remember, you're dealing with being a multidimensional being because the darkness puts you on timelines. So, you know, you could have your spirit energy and something that you physically lost, and they could have abducted you, took you onto a timeline, and that object is still there on that timeline with your spirit energy in it. And you just think that it fell out of your car door when you were driving or something or whatever, you know. It's just gone. Well, it could be on a timeline someplace. How do you retrieve that? You probably will never be able to retrieve it. So now you know why you don't want to become a multidimensional being, because you're losing yourself on it.
Mm-hmm.
Each time you dilute part of yourself as you go out to these things.
I feel like there was a really good illustration of that in that movie Interstellar. I don't know if you saw it, Ron.
I'm pretty sure that I did, but I don't hang on to movie names.
Yeah. It was like there was this like room where it was like you could really see, it was like a tesseract where you could see all of the time potential. It was very well done. Like you, I was just like, oh, this is just like what we talk about on the Creation Lightship, the sort of multidimensional aspect of this like one moment in time. Very interesting. So yeah, when you think about it that way, and you like you're looking into this like fractal or whatever, it's just like endless. You're like, well, that's the complexity of the timelines. So yeah, I mean, the only thing you can really do is work on yourself. All the other stuff is kind of overwhelming. And Ron does have a being overwhelmed clearing, as well as a whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is kind of the basic clearing that you do before doing any of the other ones. And I guess we're going to go to the top of the hour, so I have time to do a couple more questions here. Don't want to get too far off on a tangent. So the next listener wrote about a friend who passed away, and they did spirit and emotional clearings. And we have to sell his real estate properties, so I did space and location clearings. Are there any other clearings needed to sell them?
Oh, okay, so they're having a problem selling real estate.
Someone, I guess a friend who passed away, yeah. They're wondering if they need to do
that. Well, let's see here. You would want to, since the person had the real estate, so to me that means that they have a house on some land, and so they're trying to sell the house. Now, does the house want to be sold, number one? Does the house have if they did the emotional release, you know, the loved one's emotional body clearing, it sounds like they did that, and they also did the spirit release, you know, deceased loved one's spirit and deceased loved one's emotional body. They did those two, that emotional body should be out of the house. But Does the house not want, maybe the house is conscious, does it not want to have a new owner? Mm. Maybe it's mourning and it wants to think or believe in its, that the owner is coming back, that it's on vacation, okay? So naturally, whoever goes to that house, they're going to feel probably the house's energies is saying, no, I'm not really for sale, even though you're trying to have it sold. So you may want to do a clearing on the house to neutralize the energy in the house. I mean, the house is conscious, so you, if you got the person away from here, that's great for that person. But the belongings may not want to find a new owner.
Mm.
Okay? You know, we see that all the time with something. Maybe let's just say somebody dropped a quarter on the ground, right? And 100 people pass the quarter and they never see it. And all of a sudden you happen to see it and you're the lucky one and you pick the quarter up. Okay? Well, maybe the quarter wanted to be invisible with its own consciousness to everybody walking in front of you. And for you, it showed up. That's another way of looking at it, okay? So the whole thing is now you want to just neutralize like the house and maybe neutralize the land. And that could even go even further, you know, because was the land owned by Indians, okay, which is probably, you know, the North American initial natives, we'll call them, okay, the original ones here of the land before, you know, the whites came over here. We'll just give it just basic, you know. And so does that land really want to go to another white person, we'll say, maybe would rather have a Native American own the land because it resonates with that. So it may not ever want to get sold. You know, it's interesting to look at stuff that way. So that's why you want to do an object clearing or a clearing on the land to see what's showing up. So back to you.
Okay. And I think we might have time for one or two more questions. So I'm just going to go quickly here because we did get a lot of questions tonight. And so if you're attached to someone or someone is attached to you and one aggravates the other, you remove the energy from both parties to remain peaceful and to set each other free.
Yeah, that's correct. And mainly the two people may not even know what's happening, but there's an entity hopping into each one of them. Remember, entities body hop. And so maybe there's an issue, just something that's really, when you stand back and you look at it, just a stupid issue, you know. And all of a sudden entities come in and make the little issue into a gigantic one. And all of a sudden now your issues, you know, develop both of you, engulfed you. So you need to look at what the problem is, and is it entities? So you can clear yourself of the mindset of it. But is the entity still going to be around to body hop? So you want to do entity clearings.
Yeah, and also you could come on the entity call, and that is Friday. Ron does an entity removal special every week on Friday, and you can find more about that at the top of creationlightship.com under special weekly clearings. Okay. So, all right. This, I don't know if you're going to be able to do this. I'm sorry. Is that time?
Yep, but I think we're out of time.
I think we're out of time. Okay.
Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Very simple. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here we go. So now you should be in the moment, heart-centered, we'll say, but you're really at peace. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.